Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Cicero. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cicero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Scarrett goes all the way around to score. Reagan moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cicero hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cicero fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cicero. Hodapp moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to third. Reagan moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote is walked intentionally. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive towards short. Rhine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. McFadden moves to second. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cicero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Skarrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skarrett. Morgan scores. Porter moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Skerritt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Skerritt reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Pete Appleton now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Toett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. McFadden moves to second. One out. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cicero is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Rhein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Skarrat hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Skarrat reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reagan bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Skarrat moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skarrat tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhein. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cicero juggles the ball. That's an error on Cicero. Sewell moves to second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Appleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Lind moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lind scores. Appleton moves to third. Morgan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Appleton scores. Morgan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cicero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.